Take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Acts. Acts. It's hard for me to say Acts. It sounds like I'm saying A-X-E, but I'm trying to say A-C-T-S. The book of Acts. Acts chapter number 12. I'm preaching on prayer tonight, but for Brother Richard's sake, the title will be a little bit different. I feel like I need to use the text in the title tonight. I'm going to look at the subject, Prayer Was Made. And I hope and pray God will make us a blessing to you tonight. Acts chapter number 12. If you found your place, say amen. Amen. When I find mine, I'll say amen. Acts chapter 12. Okay, verse number 1. The Bible said, "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword." Who were James and John? They had a kind of a nickname. Anybody know who they were? The Sons of Thunder. That's exactly right. I thought I'd give you a quiz. Amen. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. So it looks to me like Herod would have made a good modern-day politician. Amen. He saw that it pleased the Jews, so he said, "I'll just go get me another one." No doubt Herod had heard a lot about Peter. Peter is the man that God used on the day of Pentecost. Peter is the one that, you know, going down there to the temple in the hour of prayer, there sat the lame man, and he was begging alms. And remember what Peter told him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And they found that man, you remember, leaping, running, and leaping and in the temple and praising God. And it created quite a stir. So Peter was well known. And so Herod's after him. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. We're going to be going through the chapter tonight, God willing, but I want you to underline that little phrase right there. Prayer was made. Prayer was made. And I believe tonight the Lord wants to challenge our hearts in this area once again, in this area of prayer. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for your people. Thank you, God, for the privilege to be here in the house of God. Lord, tonight there, as we've heard in the prayer requests, and Lord, many that we don't even know or know about tonight are fixing to cross out of this world over into another world. Lord, we pray tonight, especially, Lord, for Brother Tim. Lord, I'm glad we can call him Brother Tim. I'm glad he trusted Jesus. Lord, I pray you'd make his crossing easy. Lord, if you don't touch in a miraculous way, Brother Mitchell, it won't be long, Lord, and our brother will be crossing over as well. God, I pray that you'd help him, help his precious wife, his children. I pray, Lord, tonight you'd help us in this service. Lord, I pray you'd give the pastor, Lord, wisdom. And Lord, Brother Patterson, Lord, as he takes on the missionaries. And God, I'm so thrilled for the excitement that's in his heart. I pray, Lord, that that excitement would catch in the pew. Lord, I thank you for our church. The burden and the heart for many, 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 many years, Lord, that this church has had for missionaries and for missions work. We thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, tonight you'd make us a blessing now to these dear people. Save the lost, strengthen your youngins, Lord, and we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me take just a few minutes tonight and look at this chapter. and try to be a blessing tonight. The Bible said prayer was made. That phrase just jumped out at me. I know if you've ever been reading your Bible and had that happen, you know what I mean. Amen. And it seems like that God always knows what we need and when we need it. And so the Bible said here, prayer was made. Let me give you a couple of things tonight as the Lord spoke to my heart. Prayer was made, number one, because of the enemy. There was an enemy here. That's Herod is not the friend of God's people. And I will promise you tonight, Brother Steve mentioned it a while ago when he opened up, that we rub elbows every week, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. We rub enemies with, or rub elbows with people that are enemies of the cross, that are enemies of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you can listen, beloved. I know that I don't want to get political or anything like that tonight, but there is so much mudslinging going on in this generation. I want to remind you of something that I read years ago. It said, when you're slinging mud, you need to remember you're the one losing ground. I like that. Say amen. Looks to me like there'd be some way to get elected in the United States of America without mudslinging. Amen. Looks to me like you could stand where you stand, right or wrong, amen, and let the people make up their mind. But I'll tell you, there's going to be a day coming when a lot of things are going to be revealed, amen. And I believe tonight that one of the reasons prayer was made here in this chapter is because of the enemy. Herod had stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And we know not only did he do it, but he found out that the Jews liked it. And so he was doing it now in the life of Peter to please them. It worked there. The word of God said here, I believe it was verse number 2, he killed James, the brother of John, and it pleased the Jews. So what would he do? He'd just go get him another one. Let's go get the big wig now. Let's go get the big shot. The one everybody in Jerusalem, everybody in Israel know if we just get Peter and he's next in line. I want you to know something tonight. Not just this preacher, but every gospel preacher is under attack in this generation. You can mark that down. We're hated. And listen, our enemy sometimes is not an enemy that you can see. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I believe tonight prayer was made. How many believes prayer needs to be made? You know, this. I wanted to say this at the end of the service, but the Lord's leading me to say it right now. When God looks down at Bible Way, will he be able to say at the end of each day, prayer was made? At the end of each week, prayer was made. At the end of each month, prayer was made. I tell you how he'll be able to say that for sure if we realize we have an enemy and we're no match for the enemy. We need to talk to the one that can handle him. Amen. I believe the Bible said even Michael the archangel durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil, but he said, the Lord rebuked thee. He turned him over to the Lord. Amen. I believe the Lord can take care of him, don't you? Listen to what the Bible said in 2 Kings. The Bible said here in verse 4, let me read this first. It said, when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. This was Peter. And delivered him to the four quaternions of soldiers to keep him. And I'm not real smart. I know quarter usually means four, but I looked it up. So if there's four quaternions and there's four in each quaternion, that's 16 soldiers. Are you listening to me? How in the world is the church going to help Peter when he's got 16 soldiers looking after him? And beloved, listen, these are Roman soldiers. They know what they're doing. Amen. You know what I believe the church knew? They knew they couldn't get to him.
They knew they couldn't help him. But oh, thank God Almighty, they knew the one who could help him. And the one who could get to him, amen. And the one who could free him. I praise the Lord for that. Prayer was made because of the enemy. Not too long ago, there was a Pastor Brunson was freed. Oh, where was he locked up? Help me. Turkey? Was he locked up in Turkey? Is that right? Okay. And he was freed and he was thankful and his family was thankful. And he visited the White House. And you know, I thank God prayer was made for him, but he turned right around and was praying for others. Amen. Watch this now tonight. The Bible talks about here this number. There's 16. 4 times 4. Soldiers keeping him. In other words, the church knew. And let me just say this tonight. If you want to talk about humanly speaking, and you want to talk about numbers, we're outnumbered in this world that we live in. The church is not the majority if you're talking about humanly speaking and you're talking about the numbers. How many knows I'm telling you the truth? Amen. Listen, the majority of the people in the United States are not born again. They're not God's people. They're not Christians. They're on the Broadway that leads to destruction. I thought about this tonight, just to encourage you. Prayer was made because of the enemy. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed, and he said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite the people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. What I'm trying to say is tonight, we hadn't ought to be looking at it, humanly speaking. We ought to be looking at it like greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. This is the victory that we have. It's our faith. This is the victory that God has given us, even our faith. I believe tonight that though we may be outnumbered, humanly speaking, I believe like one old preacher said, one plus God makes a majority. Don't you believe that tonight? Amen. He said, Preacher, I don't know about that. Go up on the mountain with Elijah and all them prophets of Baal. How many was there? 400, is that right? 400 prophets of Baal. Go up on the mountain with Elijah. And you know, let me ask you something tonight. I thought about this. Brother Steve, here comes the Russian army, and I'm standing here all by myself. He said, you ain't got a chance. Here comes the Israeli army, and I'm standing here all by myself. Here comes the army and the Marines and the Air Force and the Navy of the United States of America, and I'm standing here all by myself. You say, Preacher, you ain't got a chance. What if I say to the Lord, Lord, blind them. I got a better chance, amen, with a .38 than they got with a machine gun if they can't see. Say amen. I'm telling you, God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? That's what the Word of God said, amen. And so prayer was made. Why? Because of the enemy. And then prayer was made that the man of God, might get the victory. The Bible said here, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. If you look up that without ceasing, that word is only used one other time in the New Testament, the Greek word, and it's over there in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 8, where it talks about fervent charity. And you know, I don't mind, and I do, I don't mind to read a commentary, but you know, in the commentary, it said that word is used over there in 1 Peter chapter 4, and it talks about fervent charity, and really that would have been the right rendition, that fervent prayer was made. Let me ask you something. What's wrong when you look up the definition? Let me tell you what the definition says. It says here, it means, the Greek word means without ceasing, fervent. What's wrong with just believing that they prayed without ceasing, fervently? Why do you have to pick one or the other? Amen. I know this, God heard them. And I know this, the man of God was helped because God heard the people of God. There's a sign down Carter's Valley. You don't come down Carter's Valley, do you, Cole? There's a sign down there on a church. I think it's Vision Baptist Church. It says, if you want a better pastor, pray for the one you got. Say amen. A lot of people think the only way to get a better pastor is get rid of the one you got and get another one. Amen. I like that. Pray for the one you got if you want a better pastor. Amen. It's easy to say when you're a pastor. Amen. We need your prayers. The man of God here needed the people of God's prayer. Let me show you a couple things quickly. Man, I'm excited about this. You say, preacher, what was going on here? The man of God might get the victory. Well, first of all, let me just say this. Peter was in prison, but Peter had peace. You say, preacher, how in the world do you know Peter had peace? How in the world do you lay down between two soldiers and sleep if you don't have peace? That's what the Word of God said. Look at it right here in verse number 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. I bless the Lord tonight. You know what I believe tonight? I believe there's a lot of things that circumstances can take away from God's people. But I tell you one thing that we can't be robbed of. That's the peace of God that passes all understanding. I believe peace and joy are two things, beloved, that somebody said, well, the devil robbed me of my joy. The devil robbed me of my peace. I believe that's things that God's people forfeit. I don't believe he robs anybody of those things. I'm telling you, you walk with God. I believe Daniel had peace in the den of lions. I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had peace about going into that fire. Amen. If we come out okay, and if we don't come out okay, but we ain't bound to that idol image of gold, I can tell you that right now. They had peace. And Peter, he was in prison, but Peter had peace. The church made prayer. Prayer was made. Peter was in a dark place. Look at verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, upon him, and a light shined in the prison. I've been in Israel. I've been in that place over there. Beloved, those prisons, they didn't have electricity like they do today. Amen. And most of them were dark, and most of them were damp. And Peter's in a dark place, but the light's fixing to come on. Amen. When Jesus shows up, there's going to be light. The Bible said, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side. I mean, I could just see it. Wake up, boy. Wake up. He smote him on the side. The angel of the Lord raised him up and he said, arise quickly. And the word of God said his chains fell off from his hands. What was that guy's name? Houdini? It always hid the keys and all this stuff, you know what I mean? And he's going to break free. I'm going to tell you something right now. God didn't need a key. The chains just fell off. God didn't need a key. Out there when that maniac was at Gadara, was among the tombs, God didn't need a key. I'll tell you the key's Jesus. And Jesus set Peter free. Jesus, beloved, listen, watch what the Bible said. He did the same thing for Paul and Silas. He raised him up. He said, rise quickly. Chains fell off. But let me give you this. Peter was a man full of faith and not full of fear. Look at verse number 8. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. If you read on in the text, you're going to find out that Peter, he didn't know if he was dreaming or if he was in a trance or if he was having a vision. I'm going to tell you something right now. I like a man that walks with God while he's awake, so he ain't wondered about who he's walking with while he's asleep. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said here, the angel said, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And what's the next four words say? And so he did. And so he did. He did just what the angel told him to do. Amen. Whether he's dreaming, he don't know yet. You can read it here in these verses. Whether he's having a vision or whether this is real. I believe he's liking it pretty good. The chains have fell off. The lights come on. And the angel said, let's go. Follow me. The Bible said, he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angels, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. I believe Peter's standing there saying, somebody pinch me. I believe I'm awake now. The angel's gone. The gate opens of its own accord. What about that? You say, preacher, you don't believe them stories. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I believe every one of them. Amen. I believe every one of them. Watch here. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now watch this now. The Bible said here that it was at night. And I believe with all of my heart, the Bible said here in verse 13, Peter knocked at the door of the gate. A damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened the gate, opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Let me just give you this tonight. Prayer was made, first of all, because of the enemy. Prayer was made that the man of God might get the victory. But prayer was made that gloom might be changed into gladness. The Word of God said here in verse 14, and when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. Let me give you this tonight. Sister Carol's not here tonight. She may be over there with Tim. And that's all right. Brother Wayne's not here tonight. He may be over there with Tim as well. Brother Kenny told us a while ago that he's getting ready to cross over any time now. But I'm going to tell you something right now. As a pastor, I stand here at times and see the burden on people's faces. I see the tears run down their cheek. I see people getting this altar and wet this altar praying for their loved ones. Brother Steve, it's worth it all when you see the gloom turned into gladness. When you see God answer that prayer, amen. You see God save that soul from a devil's hell. Amen. You see a life changed for the glory of God. Prayer was made that gloom might be changed into gladness. Prayer was made next that God might get the glory. If you will, look at verse 17. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, he declared unto them. Well, let me back up a minute, because this is part of the story. She runs off. Rhoda runs off. She opened not the gate for gladness. She ran in, told how Peter was stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. To me, that's hilarious. We've been praying fervently. We've been praying without ceasing. And Peter's out there right outside the gate. You've lost your mind, Rhoda. No, they had lost theirs, hadn't they? Let me say something to you tonight. I don't know whose prayer that God heard. Maybe he heard all of them. But I'm telling you, he's fixing to strengthen every one of them's faith. I believe we ought to pray individually. I believe we ought to pray corporately. Say amen. I believe we ought to pray together as the body of Christ and pray for the lost and pray for our missionaries and pray for our country. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When God answers that prayer, if there's any God about you, your faith is increased and it's strengthened. Every one of us have times when our faith is weak and times if we wonder if God's going to answer that prayer. But I'm telling you, beloved, here in the Word of God, the Bible said here, she constantly affirmed, even so, they said, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. I believe tonight, Brother Jim Cable, God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know what that verse is saying? I'll show you some things that you'll stand amazed. You'll stand astonished if you'll just call unto me. Beloved, tonight, prayer was made that God might get the glory. Look at verse 17. But he beckoning them with the hand to hold their peace, he declared unto them how that, what's the next word? The Lord had brought him out of prison. Listen to me. This is very, very important in this story tonight. Prayer was made that God might get the glory. Peter wasn't going to take any credit. Peter wasn't going to say, well, something went wrong down at the prison. Oh, no. Peter was going to say, listen, I know why I'm standing here. You know, tonight, I know why I'm standing here. You know, tonight, I know why I'm saved. I know why I'm heaven bound. Say amen. I know why I'm hell proof tonight. I'm going to give God the glory. It's the Savior. Say amen. It's not me. I think Sister Tina sang a song not too long ago. It's not about me and it's not about you. It's all about him. It's all about him. Prayer was made that God might get the glory. Look at verse 20. And I'm trying to close real quickly. We've got a business meeting to do. Let's read a few verses right here and contrast this. Peter gives God the glory. Let's look what goes on here with Herod. We'll begin reading in verse 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, he sat upon his throne, and he made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. Boy, it's one thing you'll learn if you study your Bible. These people were fickle. I'm telling you, Paul shows up over there at the island of Miletus. And at first they said, well, God's getting even with him. Because the serpent came out and bit him. He, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, he must be a devil. And then when he don't fall down and die, he must be a god. And the Word of God said here, he made an oration, the people gave a shout, it's the voice of a god and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten with worms and gave up the ghost. You say, preacher, why did you bring that out? Because I'm going to tell you something, buddy. Herod, he was a big man when they were killing James. He was a big man when they sent for Peter. But I'm going to tell you something. God has a way of whittling big men down when they won't give him the glory. Herod was a pawn in the hand of the devil. He didn't give God the glory and he paid the price. Let me give you this and I'm done. Watch this. Prayer was made. Prayer was made because of the enemy. Prayer was made because God, that God's man might get the victory. Prayer was made that gloom might be changed to gladness. Prayer was made that God might get the glory. Watch this here. If you didn't have any of the rest of it, this right here would be awesome. Look at verse number 24. Prayer was made that God's word might multiply. I've said this for years, and I believe it's true. If God's wanting to multiply something, the devil's wanting to divide it. If God's wanting to add, the devil's wanting to subtract. Prayer was made. I believe it's in one of the epistles. I'm not sure right now which one it is. It sounds like Timothy, but it don't ring a bell. Let me look it up. That the word of the Lord may have free course. Anybody know where that is right quick? I'll look it up. I know where it's at on the page. Brother John, you know where that's at? Help me, brother. It's in one of the epistles. I know it is. Somebody help me. 2 Thessalonians. Where? Something in verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you. Is that you, Michael? Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 1. What's the whole verse say? God's in this, youngins. I didn't even know. I couldn't even remember the verse. But right there is prayer. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Prayer was made that the word of God could multiply. Prayer was made. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. What's the rest of it, Brother Michael?
And be glorified
even
as it is with you.
Boy, that ties it up tonight, don't it? That God might get the glory. God might get the glory. Whew. There was a time, if I couldn't find a verse or think of a verse like that, I'd be every shade of red right now. I'd be embarrassed. I'm glad I'm past that time. I'm glad I can stand here and ask you to help me. Say amen. Prayer was made. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. Help me again, Michael, in something
And be glorified
even as it is with you or in you?
With you.
With you. Okay, even as it is with you. There's you another one to memorize, Brother Jim. Brother Jim said to me the other night, I guess Sunday morning, he said, Pastor, I can't remember nothing. He said, but I memorized that verse. You don't know what that means to me. Say amen. Brother Steve, you were gone last Wednesday, weren't you? Were you, brother? Was the one before? Were you gone last Wednesday? You were here? It was one out of Jeremiah 33:3, Brother Steve. That was the message calling to me. Were you here? You would have remembered it if you were. You were here. But anyway, that's when I encouraged the church to memorize that verse. How many of the rest of you memorized it? Good. Thank you, Brother Gary. Say it for us, Brother Gary.
Call me and I will answer you, show you great and mighty things about the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Gary. That's a good verse, ain't it? God said, I'll leave you astonished. I'll leave you amazed. You want to try it, Brother Jim? Great and mighty things. That's good, Brother Jim. That's good, brother. Amen. See, Brother Jim's a few days past 50. Amen. God honors that, don't he? Anybody else memorize it? Huh? How many of you already had it memorized? Brother Gary raised his hand both times. Amen. That's good. Sister Cindy, you'll memorize that, won't you? Will you do that for me? It'll bless you. Call unto me. Jeremiah was living in a rough day, wasn't he? Wickedness on every hand. Call unto me. How many's glad you come tonight? I'll give you about a 30-second break, and we'll call the church to order for the business meeting. God bless you.